Good afternoon, Bernard Jewelers. This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. It's Marlene. Seeing if I can get a hold of Luke yet.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Oh, okay. Should I wait a few?
You can. Yeah, you can. I don't think it's going to be a long one. Hold on.
All right. I'll wait. Thanks, then.
Hello.
Hi there. It's Marlene. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. What's going on? I heard there was some good news for Lisa.
Yeah, she's doing. She's had some good days and some bad days here lately. You know, unfortunately, you know. She like this morning, she wasn't feeling too good. You know, but last week she came into the store and worked a couple days for a little bit. You know, so. So, which was shocking to me, you know, so she hadn't done that before, you know, so, so, you know, it's, she's had some victories and some, you know, setbacks, you know, just like we all do.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You
know, because she'll have some more good days, you know, just thank God that she had that.
Yes, yes. So one day she called and she said, "Have you seen the car keys?" And she hadn't driven since Christmas, so I didn't think anything about it. I told her where I thought they were. Well, next thing I knew, she was pulling up here, you know. So
wow.
Yeah. So she had went and got her nails and toes done, then she came here, you know. So
yeah, what a blessing.
She says, "Never say never," she said. You know, I didn't think she'd ever come back in, but she did.
Wow.
And then she worked a few days, you know. So
wow.
Yeah, so, but, you know, she can't push it too much, you know, so.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I'm sure it made her feel good.
Yeah, it did, and it was good that, you know, that she showed herself she can do it, you know, but.
Right.
But, you know, when she gets here, she don't have the energy level to do too much, you know.
Oh, I'm sure, but it made her feel good just to get there.
Yes, yes.
And you to see her walk in, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked, and, you know, she at home, she uses a walker a lot, and then here, she just walked right on in here, you know. And,
wow. Yeah, that determination, you know.
Yes. And she's like, "I'm back, I'm home. She said, she's walking in the door, and I'm like, I videoed it, you know. So I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. How about you? Where are you going for Thanksgiving?
I will go to my brother's.
Okay.
And then my son will come over there and other nieces and nephews. How about you?
Yo, we're going to cook, I think. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll cook and, you know, have too much and all that, you know, so.
Is her appetite back?
Oh, she's not lost her appetite. She's always had an appetite, you know, so.
Right.
Thank goodness, you know.
Oh, thank God, yeah.
Yeah. So she's had an appetite. So.
Oh, wonderful. Will you have anybody over or just yourself?
Probably not. You know.
Right. That's a lot. But
she likes having all the things cooking and smell all the smells and stuff like that. So.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, we'll cook a couple side dishes and a turkey and, you know. That way we have lots of turkey sandwiches afterwards. You know.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's the worst when you go to somebody else's house. You don't have the leftovers.
Yeah, exactly. We had people that come to our house and they'd bring their own Tupperware because they'd want to take, they'd take all the leftovers, you know.
Oh my goodness!
I'm not lying. We have customers that do that, or friends that do that.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, "God, I can't believe that they took all this and all that." And I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, that's just food we don't have to eat.
That's crazy, though. I've never heard of such a thing.
I know. They bring their own Tupperware. Well, they've been asked to leave at a couple of the buffets here in town because they'd bring their Tupperware there, you know. And,
right.
And sneakily put it in their Tupperware, you know. And these are the wealthy people, you know. These aren't poor people. These are wealthy people.
Right.
And you wonder that mentality, you know, but that's maybe how they got wealthy. You never know.
I know, crazy.
You know, yeah. He's an attorney retired, and she's a school teacher retired, and plus they had all this property they sold to big business, you know. They sold it a whole corner to Taco Bell and all that, you know. So they got plenty of money, but they act like they're broke.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. You know, the one of the 3-carat tennis bracelets that we got from y'all.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's got a little bar that, you know, the bar that comes up, and it's like a safety bar. You know what I'm talking about? Well, the safety bar had broke on one of the customers, you know, and I'm just trying to figure out where I can get me one of them bars, you know, that my jeweler could fix it, or, you know, you guys.
Would Stellar? Does Stellar, maybe?
I looked in Stellar to see if they had such a thing, and so far I haven't found it. But I was wondering who your source is for your.
Well, we don't make them; we just get them.
Okay.
Tennis bracelet.
Yeah, the little tongue. I've never had to replace one before, but.
Yeah, I'm with them. Oh, there we go. Safety locks. Yeah, they're off. ITI New York City Safety Locks, James Allen, I don't know, Zales, I don't know.
Oh, you just Googled it?
Yeah, so I think the main place, because it brings up jewelry stores, but I don't think they'd really do it. They're probably just getting that confused. But
yeah. It
looks like this ITI New York City Safety, is that what, I want to make sure, safety chain for... safety locks for tennis bracelets.
I would think that
Ross Metals. Yeah, Ross Metals.
Ross Metals.
Uh huh.
Did you just Google them? Is that how you found it?
Yep. Ross Metals.
Check you out. Ross Metals. You got a phone number for them?
Oh, hold on.
Since you're there, you know.
Right. Let me find it. Where is that? Where'd it go? Ross Metals. Oh, here we go. Ross Metals. Log in.
I see my little actress here. I see you've been doing a little acting up there.
Yeah.
Bringing the glam to RDI up there.
Yeah. I'm looking
Check
for the
you name. Out. Where Have you done it yet, or is that something in the future?
That I went where?
Did you do any of it yet? Was it a little acting?
Oh, I got. Actually, I'm shooting a commercial tomorrow. Now that you're asking.
Yeah, check you out. You have to get time off, or how's that working out?
No, it's just like this is just like a 3-hour gig.
Oh.
I don't see the phone number. You got to get on the website, but let me see. Ross Metals phone number. Ross Metals Corp. There we go. It is.
And they do jewelry repair, or what are you seeing? Or do they have
no, the piece. Okay. Or maybe you'd have to ask them. It's 212-869-1407.
Okay, and that's for the safety bar.
Yeah, if it's not misleading, and they really have it.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you need from me today? It's been way too long.
Yeah, we've been busy, you know. We're selling. We've been busy, you know. So.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like diamond dangle earrings?
We have hoops.
I'm not hoops. Because I got hoops out there, you know what.
Yeah, the dangle, I think we only had one that was in yellow. Let me look. Dangle. Here we go. Let's see what I have in. Oh, they're pricey. They're $7,500, though, because those are yellow. I have some. One pair out. No, those are hoops with a dangle. And these other ones, same thing. Oh, there's a little dangle with a little. But why are those? Those are $16,800. Woo.
No, that's not my price range, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I wish it was.
The other one I have, everything else is expensive. The only other dangle I have is this Jared Little Yellowstone, you know, yellow diamond with a white diamond over him, and that's in the 7,000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have those reasonable ones. I mean, you go to our MDJ Advantage and see if they have anything. Anything else you can think of? Any other earrings, tennis bracelets, any diamonds you had a call for you don't have?
Everything else I've got a good handle on, you know. So, got a ton of bracelets, got hoop earrings, diamond hoops, yellow and white.
Solitaires, halos.
Yeah, the diamond wallet's full. So.
The station necklaces, cluster earrings, cluster pendants. Smile necklaces, bar necklaces, things like that.
Let me see. And you got some finished rings too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm finishing up some rings that we have had in a while, and I'm just putting stones in them and putting it out, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm putting some GIAI ones, and they look real good, you know. So
oh, nice.
Put those out. And for price leaders, and then.
Yeah, ours are non-certed, the
yeah.
Tiffany's and stuff.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look around and see if you get some finished pieces that that are in a decent range with a decent look, you know, maybe a cuff bracelet or something, you know, instead of a tennis bracelet.
Yeah, that we don't have. I mean, we have
yeah.
We have the...
let me kick around and see what what I could use, and I'll call you back.
Now, are you still selling a lot of labs?
Yeah, we are. We are. We sell lots of lab.
Because we do have, you know, for people that are selling like two a week, we can
yeah.
give you 10 labs priced at $98.50 to $99 back.
I got somebody that gives me massive amounts of lab, so I have
okay.
all lab stories, you know. And
gotcha.
I don't pay until I sell and that kind of thing, so I've
right.
been so good there, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Big, small, little, they do it all, you know, so.
Gotcha.
So I would just be, you know, something that I already have, you know.
All right. Well, yeah, we need to do something. It's been a long time.
Oh, I know. So I will, do you got any of the credit, tennis bracelets, the 3 carats and the 5 carats and stuff?
Yeah, and you like natural, right?
No, lab.
A little lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natural, you know, they're buying the lab, you know.
Right. Those really aren't long-term, though, because we sell them so quick for inventory.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I'm not talking long-term, but you do have them for sale.
Yeah, we have, like, what do we have in today? Like, I have a 3-carat yellow for $1,050, white gold for $1,050, rose gold, and then we also have... What size do you like? 2-carat, we have 2-carat and, let's see, for 1,000, that one's rose gold, I'm sorry. 900, the 2 carats are, what else? The 4 carats, we don't have. We go right up to 5. The 5s are only 1,500.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you have those, and you have rose, you said rose,
rose,
two
yellow,
carat.
White. Uh-huh, I have a rose 2-carat that's $1,050. Is that one you wanted
uh-huh.
to take a look at?
And then the yellow was 2-carat also for the same price.
No, I had a white gold that's out. That one's less. That's $900. That was like a ESVS1. These are GHVS. The 2-carat rose gold, and those are $1,050 for this 2-carat.
All Okay, let me see if I can use one of those. I'm going to kick around on. I might be able to use one of those tennis bracelets or two of them. So let me find out. I got a guy looking for his girlfriend, another guy looking for something for his wife.
Right.
So let me see if one of those will work. And I'll be back in touch.
All right. Let me know. They don't last long.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.